This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Maine takes the top spot for most restrictive state for worshipers as congregation faced with threats of jail time. That story right after this short message.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
California has been supplanted as having the most severe and unconstitutional COVID restrictions in their state when the Supreme Court ruled in favor of churches and against the West Coast state. The northeastern state of Maine now holds the top spot on the list of most restrictive states for churches. Maine Governor Janet Mills has issued orders, due to the pandemic, that have severely limited churches from worshiping. She initially banned all worship, then raised the limit to 10 people, and now 50. The draconian regulations have been in place for more than 340 days. Some small churches are able to meet under the 50-person limit, but for Pastor Ken Graves of Calvary Chapel in Bangor, Maine, he has quite a predicament. One of the ministries that falls under Calvary Chapel is the Calvary Residential Discipleship Program, which helps rescue addicts from the abyss, redeeming their souls and renewing their lives. Their 12-month residential program currently houses 48 men and women. They have regular counseling, group Bible study, and attend church twice a week. There are up to 8 pastoral staff for the program. Their unique problem comes when the Bible is opened. Under Governor Mills' orders, secular recovery programs are free to serve any number of people without issue. But when the 8 staff and 48 residents in Calvary's program open their Bibles in a group or sing worship songs, the meeting now falls under the restrictions limiting places of worship and not a recovery center. Pastor Graves argues that they cannot keep the residents or members away from the church, as Governor Mills is demanding, because the church is essential for everyone who attends. It is a place of healing and redemption for members, congregants, and visitors. They claim that because of the state orders, they are in a difficult situation, forcing them to choose between forsaking the worship of God or being charged with a crime. The governor's narrow view of church wrongfully assumes that church can be reduced to an online podcast or Facebook live stream. But church and worship are far more than downloading a pastor's message to watch on a smart device or a computer. Liberty Council is defending Pastor Graves, Calvary Chapel of Bangor, and the Calvary Residential Discipleship Program in court against Governor Mills. In his court filing, Pastor Graves wrote, "As a pastor who has firsthand experience with the evils of substance abuse and who has worked nearly my entire life to help people trapped in bondage by their addictions, I know that Bible studies and worship are essential, but the governor's orders presented a Hobson's choice. The Calvary Residential Discipleship Program could continue without numerical restrictions, but we could not gather for Bible studies and worship. I could not and cannot in good conscience remove worship from the Calvary Residential Discipleship Program." Pray for Calvary Chapel, Pastor Graves, and the Calvary Residential Discipleship Program that they would have the fortitude to do what is right in the sight of God and the favor in the courts to withstand the threat of man. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.